Told the so.
This last part of the Mishnah we'll explain more later on. So now we're going back to the ratio, the first part of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah says if you zorak, you throw a poshid from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, Yechayi. For the Gemara's Michti, Zrika told the Itzuhi. Zrika throwing is only a tolda of Itzuh. Hedika Molochi is for carrying out. If you hold a chayp as some bread you pick up in your house and you walk with it outside, that's called Itzuh. So Zrika throwing it is only a tolda of Itzuh. Hoitzah gufa fret Gemara hechik siva. Where does it say Hoitzah in the Torah that we should know Itzuh is called an Av Molochi? Trashi Michti Zrika told the Itzuh. Akoch told he. The lenin nis biyavas melachas. It wasn't learned in the yavas melachas. The tolda the itzohi shein lecho lesita tolda av letita tolda av acher. The main hoytzohi is a type of hoytzoh hamura biyavas melachas. So kashrut, how do you know that hoytzoh goof is an av melacham? This was the first place in the beginning of the Masechta that says that since hoytzoh is a melacha gruam, here we have to have a posse to tell us that there's such a melacha of hoytzoh. Because really, it's so you're not tooling off anything in the chayfetz. It's the exact same chayfetz. You're just carrying it from one rishus to another rishus. So it's a bissel madna. From rishus yochid to rishus yochid, it's muta. Pum, from rishus yochid to rishus rabim, it's chayv. Like, how do we know that? So that's why here the Gemara says, Minon, where's the pasuk for this? There's a such an av malacha of Yitzor. Omer Rabbi Yechanan v'yom akro. The pasuk says, V'yitzav Moshe v'yaviru kol b'machne. That Moshe commanded them, So the Gemara, what to stop bringing the avoiders from Lochim, the avoiders for the Mishkan. Stop carrying out from your house to the Mishkan. Moshe Eichen Hevi Yosef, where was Moshe sitting? Pamachna Leviyah. Well, Machna Leviyah was just around and heavy. Because that's where the whole Klai Yisrael came to Moshe. So around Moshe was called Rishus Rabin. Shashi Machna Leviyah was just around and he, Shahoyu Hakil Mitzuyim Eitzu Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole Klai Yisrael was Motzei near Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Moshe told Klai Yisrael, "Leitefiku, don't take out v'teisu mirshus yochid didchu mirshus rabim." Moshe told him, "Don't bring out on Shabbos chveitzim from your house, your mirshus yochid, to meet mirshus rabim." This is where the said the issa hoytzor on Shabbos. So Drashi mirshus yochid didchu mi'aleichem, don't bring out things from your oil to me. The more m'maydi b'Shabbos koi. What's the right of the pasuk Moshe was telling him on Shabbos? Dilma b'chol koi. Maybe Moshe told him even in the middle of the week. Or mishum d'shlima lo malacha. Because he finished. Because he was telling the people, we have enough malacha for the Mishkan. Don't have to bring any more silver and gold. So what's the right? He told him on Shabbos not to do it. Maybe tell him in the middle of the week not to do it. So the more could have said, the pasuk says, v'hamlacha hoy sedayim. The malacha was finished. Yeah. So this is part of the kasha. So maybe just told him not to bring out because the malacha was finished. And the Gemara, Gomar ho'avoro ho'avoro miyom ha'kippa. Learn out from Yom Kippur. Ksiv ho'ache here, the posik says, v'yaviru kol b'machna. So kol v'yaviru kol b'machna. Ksiv ho'asim, it says, v'yom kippa v'yavarat shayfa trua. Ma'al alam b'yoy moser. There they blew the shayfa because the Yom Kippur is also to do malachom. Afkan b'yoy moser. They blew the shayfa on the day that it's also means on Shabbos. So our Kopron Zot Gemara asked Chon Hoitzor. We see here from a posik that's also to do Hoitzor. Hachnosa minu. How do we know this Nisr Hachnosa? So the more that Hachnosa means to carry from Rishus HaRabin into Rishus HaYochid. And right, this is Tosfos first Svara that since Hoitzor is a Melacha Geruam, we don't know one from the other. So maybe the Torah only asked that he can't carry from a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin. How do we know now Hachnosa carrying from Rishus HaRabin back to Rishus HaYochid is also Chayiv? So Dmara Minolan, Dmara Svara, this is the Svara he. Michti, Rishus l'Rishus, who? You carry from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. Mali Yafuki, Mali Yeluye. Might have to mean if you're carrying it out from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin, or whether you're carrying it inside from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid. So Dmara Miyu, Hoitzoh Av. Hoitzoh is called the Av Malach, that's what says the parish in the Posik. Moshe told them, don't carry out from your house. Hachnosa told them. But Achnosa carrying from Rishus HaRabin to Rishus HaYochid is only called the Toldo. More Michti, Ahol Mechayev, Ahol Mechayev, is a Mai Korolei High Av, if you're a Mai Korolei High Toldo, what's Nafkumina, what's called Nav, what's called the Toldo, the both Chayev? The more Nafkumina, the Ovich, the Ovis, Badi Adodi. If you do two Ovis together, Inamish, they told us, Badi Adodi, Mechayev Tati. If you do two different Toldos from two different Lochas, Mechayev too. The Ovid Av, the Toldo, the Dei, Lemechayev Elochoda. But if you do the same av with it told, with its tolda, you only chayiv one. So that's enough for me to know what's called an av, what's called a tolda. But the moral of the Rebbe Lezer, the mechayiv a tolda, mokem av. according to a blessed sheet, that no yichayiv, even if you do an av and a told them, yichayiv too. Is a my korol yav, a my korol told them, my not kamini, but plus an av, what's a told them? And do my portion. Hach, devi be mishkan, chashivu korol yav. Whatever was in the mishkan was chashiv, it's called an av. Hach, lo yavi be mishkan, chashivu le korol yav. What was not called in the mishkan chashiv, what was in the mishkan, it's not chashiv, is. Is loyhevi the mishkan chashiv is something that was not chashiv in the mishkan loy koriyah, that's not called enough. Inami hachtik siva koriyah poshul, whatever it says in the Torah, that's called enough. V'ahai the loy siva kro kori told him. Not like hachnosa, we only know from a svara, not from what it says in the Torah. That's only called the told him. But then nechnami malacha that don't have to mean according to Reb Lezer between a nav and a told him.
You throw from a shusha yachad to a shusha rabbin. Simur says that's a toldo. It's a toldo hoitzo. The ikum lochi is hoitzo, where you carry it directly out from a shusha rabbin to a shusha yachad to a shusha rabbin. Yeah. Hazerik dal damis bekoisil is lamala miyutfachim kizerik biyader. If you throw a shusaravim dal damis, now it ends up on the koisil. As you throw like a date that gets stuck against the wall, so if it lands lamala miyutfachim, it's higher than 10 tfachim off the ground, it's kizerik biyader that you potter. Because you say this, the shusaravim only goes up 10 tfachim. Higher than 10 tfachim is not called a shusaravim. Lamatim yutfachim. But if you throw it and it lands on the wall that it's less than yutfachim off the ground, then kizurik biyoritz yichayiv. So if you throw a shusaravim dal damas and it lands on the wall which is less than yutfachim off the ground, yichayiv. And poshit vihazurik borot dal damas. If somebody standing in a shusaravim and he throws something away from him dal damas, is chayiv. Pshit is a meleches hazurik. Vayta zorva dimora zorik dal damas to shusaravim minolam de mechayiv. How do we know there's such a chiyuv by being zorak? And there's not like we said that the Tosfos says here, the first Tosfos in the beginning of the Masechta, that hoitzah is a melacha gerua. Hoitzah is a very bad melacha because you're not doing anything to the chayfetz. It's the exact same chayfetz. What's the difference if you carry it here, carry it there, or rishus yochad, rishus yochad yipater, punktin rishus rab yichayiv? It's a melacha gerua. Every other melacha, you do something to the chayfetz. You're boina, you're kaysev, you're moichid, you're doing something. That's why here the Gemara can say, the Eskash is, how do we know every little thing is chayiv? Like we only have a pasuk for hoitzor. That's mamash you carry out from a shus yachad to a shus rabbin. Then we say hachnosa, bringing it in from a shus rabbin to a shus yachad is a svara. That's how we know you chayiv. Now for the Gemara b'chol, how do you know Zurich is chayiv? Where was Zurich in the Mishkan? By standing in a shus rabbin, you're not walking. You just take a chayfis and Zurich, throw it away, dal damis, mech it taste you chayiv. We don't want them a chayiv. When you used to weave the areas, the curtains in the Mishkan, they used to throw the needles one to the other. And Mustamma they were Dal Damas away. So that's some locha chashuva throwing Dal Damas. For the Gemara, Oregon, Machtan Lomalu. If you're weaving, what do you need a needle for? A needle you do when you're sewing, not for weaving. Weaving doesn't have any needles. So the Chad didn't throw needles. Don't say weaving, but say sewing. The malach of toifri of sewing the ureas was zorkim achteim zelazim. When you had to sew it, they used needles. So maybe they used to throw the needles one to the other. Fred Gemara v'duma gab hiadodi hevi yasvi. Who said they were so far away one from the other? Even if they had to throw the needles, maybe they were close, one next to another. So they didn't throw a dal damas. So the Gemara name, moti hadodi v'machten. If they'd be so close together when they're doing the work, Mistama, their hands would hit one another with a needle. Like if a guy's working and sewing, you don't want to sit right next to him. You're afraid that while he's moving his hands with a needle, his needle will poke you. So therefore, it's not Mistama, they were sitting next to another. So therefore, we have there's a malacha that used to throw the needles one to the other, and they're away down damis. So you see there's a malacha zorik. But the more vital, but the Dilma, but Terech Arba, Heve, Yasvi. True, they weren't sitting on top one of another, but who said they had to be so far away at Dal Damas? Maybe they were only 2 amas away. They were 3, 4 feet away. Who said they had to be 4 amas away? Elo Amar Rav Chisda, Shekein Oreg Yiriyos, the people that were weaving the Yiriyos, Zorkin Boichir, they threw their Boichir, the Yiriyah. They threw it through the Yiriyah. That this is I didn't bring the pictures here, of Melechas Sariga is, what you weave is, usually, you have strings going straight up, and then you throw a piece of string straight through it. That makes the weaving. Like you have strings coming up, and instead of going in like this, the strings are spread out, then you take the bochir, that's like the shuttle, full of cotton, and you throw it through it. That's a bochir. And Mr. Shem, the next, on May 10th, is going to be showing here, the Melechas Sariga. Some will do signs about it. We'll see exactly what it is, the Bechir. There are picture books also on Melechis Ariga. But the Bechir is called the Shuttle, what they throw a piece of material through the weaver. So, Pratt Gemara, they used to throw this Bechir. So maybe that they threw the Aldamas. They threw the Bechir, the string of wool, through the weaver. For the Umar Ashtens, even if they threw it through, but they were holding the string in the hand. Just the Bechir itself went straight through. But what you're holding, you're still holding on to the string. That's not called a good Zrika. Like if you're holding on to the string, that's not called a Zrika. And for the Gemara Benischa Basra, the last like stitch, the last time you throw the wool through the weaving, that time you didn't hold on to the material anymore. Like you let it go straight through and goodbye, let it go there. So you're not holding on to it anymore. So that's the case where you throw something, daldams. Ashen strati gemarva, b'mok and patur kozla. You're throwing it through the weaver. So there's no rishus harabim. We want a case that you're throwing being zorak and rishus harabim daldamis. If you throw it through the weaving machine is not a rishus harabim. At most, it's a mok and patur. So vaiti yinat chayim, where's the case that they threw in the mishkan, daldamis. So Rashi learns, Rashi, Teifri Riz at Rashi, Mais Roikim, used to sow. Gabi Adodi, Batech Amo Achas. Maybe they're sitting one next to another. The Ainsrichel Nizrik and Lahushit, they're able just to hand to one to another. Teret is Moti Adodi Machtin. Kishomoitchin as the Chut, when they stretch out the string, Makin Zer Zer Bamachet. They would hit one another with the needles. So it's not in the star where they sat so close to another. But by the fact, maybe they were 2 amas away. What's the right? They were 4 amas away. Elamaya, they used to throw the Bechir. Rashi Kli. Shekona shall oriv, that it's a kli kona, or the kona, a reed, shall oriv, that the string is going across the weaving, nosen boy, that's you put the material to go across. Shezorkin, vein shnei defni heria. You have 2 sides of the rear of the shesti, the string is going upwards, and the way you weave is you throw the string now across it. So you used to throw this bochir, the shuttle you used to throw across. Fedimar's drashevali, ogda biyodoi, chut shall oriv, hu eiches, you used to hold the string in your hand. The akona nichrech b'chut, and the reed is wrapped around with string. Nishmat mimenu, even though you throw like the reed, but it's still attached to the string, and you're holding the string in your hand. So that wouldn't be called a zrika. But there it is, b'nitzcha basra. B'chut ha'achron, the last stitch. Sha'akona nishmat mehachut, v'yabachia neifel. Like at the end of the material, so the shuttle that has the material wrapped around it, when you throw it now, it gets detached from the material. So that's called the good zrika. It's still a mokem tur cause the drashba of a mokem tur ozla. Bein doifne hayriya. Between the weaver, it's a mokem tur. The ain't ever shusarab, now a mokem tur, the ruach of dalit. The whole weaving machine is not ruach of dalit. So how do you have the case that there is Zurich and the Mishkan, dal damish with shusarabin? So the Gemara Ella Shekane Orge Uriah is not telling the people used to weave the curtains, Zorkin Borchia Lishalayim. They used to throw this reed full of the material around it, Lishalayim, to other people that want to borrow it. As one person used to use it, and when he got finished with it, he would lend it to somebody else, so the person that wanted to borrow it, he would throw it to him, Dal Damas away. So, who said the different people that were weaving together sat so far away that they had to throw it to one another? Maybe they were sitting close to one another. And if the person wanted your bukhir, he would hand it to you. And the Gemara, Moti Hadodi Bechafis. No, but they can't sit next to another, they'll get hit. Shashi Bechafis, Kumai Chafis Chalukai. that when they use this bechir, it has to stretch it out far, so people won't be sitting one next to another. Fred Gemara v'dilma shalchufa hevi meshalchfi. Who said they were sitting right next to another? They were sitting like zigzag. They were sitting opposite one another in a way that even if you stretch out your hands, you wouldn't hit one another. But they were not dal damas away. So Mela, you have no right. You used to throw it to a person dal damas away. So Drashi shachufa yevi meshalchvi liyelam gadi adodi hevi yasvi. All the people that were weaving by the curtains of the mishkan sat next to another. Ela shem chavonim ela zet nim shachlef nim v'zeli yacher. They were sitting a little like zigzag. They made sure they weren't sitting mamash right next to another. Then they'll get hit from the chaver. The one set up, one set back a little bit. But they were in dal. They were close together within dal damas. So you have no right. Anybody threw anything dal damas, dal damas. For the moravaita, v'su mi shili mi hadodi. Did they have to borrow their materials or the tools to one another when they were weaving? For tanya ludoi, we learned the brayso ludoi says. Yerusha Sam says, Bialkadisa Levi. Levi said, the Pasuk says, Ish Mimlachtoi, Asherheimo Oisim. They were doing the Malacha and the Mishkan with their own Malachtoi. Is Mimlachtoi who Oisa, Vienu Oisim Mimlechas Chaveroi. And everybody had their own tools, their own material to use to weave the curtains with. They did not have to bother their friends. So there was never such a case that one would have to throw his bochir to lend it to his friend. Everybody had their own material, their own tools. V'su, I feel you want to make a heck of timsa that they threw something in the Mishkan. There's another halacha though. Mavir dald amas mishus rab minola de mechayiv. We know there's a cloud that even if you walk with a chayfis dald amas mishus rab, that's called mavir. You pick up the chayfis and mishus rabim, and you walk dald amas and then put it down, also yechayiv. Is right in the kashrut minola de mechayiv. How do we know there's such a chayiv? As the Baal Teit saw as a mlocha grua, like what are you doing now? It's the exact same chayfis, the exact same apple. What do I care that you picked it up with Shus Rabin and walked out on it and put it down? Why should you be chayiv? It's the exact same apple. What did you do to it? Minol al demachayiv. So at the Gemara, you have to say a lekol dalad amas b'shus rabin Gemara gemirula enoch nami. It's like halach l'moshe m'sinai. There's no postik for it. There's no svara for it. It's halach l'moshe m'sinai that moving dalad amas b'shus rabin, whether you're mavi, you're walking with the chayfis, or whether you zurek, you throw it, it's halach l'moshe m'sinai that you chay. Rashi mavi dalad amas heavy loy tol shem le'imron. That's right. Right. Amrav Yudah Mashmuel lekoshesh. Because the Maestro, what the Makosha did, the first Malach is Mechal Shabbos. What Malach did he do? Mavir Arba Amos Rishus Rabin Hezi. He did the Yisr of Hoytzor. He was carrying the Chayfis through the Rishus Rabin Dal Damas. That's why he was Chayv Misa. But Maslisa Ton, another Bryce says, Toyle Shevi. The Malach the Makosha was doing was he was picking off the branches off the tree. That's called the Malachas Toylish. And for this, he was Chayv Misa. We'll still see what the Rav Kamina is. Rav Acha, Rabbi Yaakov Oma, Ma'amir Hevi. Whereas the branches were ready, cut off the trees, and they were all on the ground, and he was collecting them together. So putting the branches together, since that's the Mokim Gedulei, where these branches grew, they fell off, the branches fell off, they're on the floor, all spread out. If you bring them all together, that's called the Melechus Minor. So that's why the Mekoshes was Chayiv Misa, he did the Yav Melech of Minor. So Rashi, Marva Daldamas Hevi. Loi Toshin, he didn't have to pull it off the tree. But Loi Imran, he didn't have to pull them together. El Haviron Daldamas Akach Nerit. First one that says the Malachi did was he walked Daldamas with the wood. Ma'amr, next one that says no. Talushin, Umufuzorim Hoyu. These branches were cut off ready before Shabbos, but they were spread out. The Omran, and he put them together now, pulled them, made them a pile together. To the Amoran, Haiman, the Chonif, Milcha, Chayim Shumamr. If you collect together salt, Yechai Mishumam. And the other man, the other says, it was a Melechus Toilish. He was pulling off the branches, off the tree, that's why he was Chayiv Misa. So tomorrow, Matzanaf Gemina, Lamaynaf Gemina, what the Mekoshes did, he did a Melech on Shabbos, he's Chayiv Misa. So tomorrow, look at Rav. It's not Gemina to Rav's din. The Yomar Rav, Mutsasi Megillah Storm. I found the Megillah Storm, Trashi, that means, Shastirim Lefi Shein Kaisim Melechus. At that time, Terah Shabbateh, it's also to write down. So some people used to write down probably their chedushim not to forget it. So they write it down. But they hid it. It wasn't for public use. That's called Megillah Storm, a hidden Megillah. Bei Rabbi Chiya, by Rabbi Chiya's Beis Medrash. The Kosef Bei, it was written there, Isi Ben Yudu I know. Ovas Molochis Avoyim Chosrachis. That's the Mishnah, there are 39 Ovas Molochis. V'yena chayim v'lachas. Yoni chayim on one of them. For the Gemara achas v'su loy is a chart to say yoni chayim one for all 39 malachis. The Yotanan we learned before, the Mishnah says ovas malachis avoyim chosarachas. It says the number, there are 39 ovas malachis. V'vinim bo we had a kasha minyona lomali. Why does the Mishnah have to say count for us this 39? Pshitam. If you look at all the malachis, the Reya, Kaitzer, you'll see there are 39. Why does the Mishnah have to say the favorites there are 39? The Yom Rabbi Yechon, the Yechon gave a teretz, Shemos and Kulam, Be'elam Echod, Chayev HaKol Achas V'Achas. Come to tell me a Chiddush that sometimes you could be Chayev 39 Chatois on one Shabbos. If you did all Lamates Malachas, Be'elam Echod, you Chayev 39 Chatois. So how could you say, if you do all the malachas, you only Chayev one, it says, Klo, you Chayev every single one, a separate Chatos. So the Gemara Eima, what the Megillah's Torah meant to say, Eina Chayev Alachas Mehen. On one of them, you're not Chayev. Now, what do you mean you're not Chayev on one of them? I have Yechon said, you Chayev 39 Chatois. Say Nechnami, if you do all 39 malachas b'sheigeg, you Chayev 39 Chatois. But one of these obvious malachas, you're not Chayev Misa, if you do it amazing. That's what it says in the Megillah's Torah, Mechidish. The Megillah's Torah says that one of these 39 malachas, if you do it amazing, you're not Chayev Misa. And we don't know which one he meant. Is so the Moros is not coming now. We have Yehuda Pshitalei Demay Mechayiv. Since Yehuda learns that the Mekoshis, he did it b'mezid, and he was Chayiv Nisam. So Yehuda learns the Malachi he did was Mavir. He carried the piece of wood, now that was Rishos Rabin. So according to Yehuda, we know that from Mavir, for Haitzor, you are Chayiv Nisam. And that's what the Megillah's term said, that one of the Malachis, you don't have a Chayiv Nisam, it's not talking about Mavir. Another one says, the Brisa says, the Mekosh is the Tolish. So it's an Afgamina, since the Mekosh was Chayiv Misa, we know if somebody's Tolish on Shabbos, he's Chayiv Misa. That was not the Yav Malacha that the Megillah's Torah said, for one, you're not Chayiv Misa. By the Ravacher by Yaakov Shitalei, the Maimer Chayiv. He said that the Mekosh did the Maimer, and for that he was Chayiv Misa. The Avariah for this Av Malach is the Chayiv Misa. Masav Ahom Miyaslei Mestavka, or Masav Ahom Miyaslei Mestavka. The Afkamina is, which of us do we have a Sofik if you're Chayiv or not? The one that says Mekosh was this Malach, he got Misa, that's not a Sofik, that's a Vada Chayiv Misa. Trashi Vein Chayiv Alachas. Our Koch is a Trashi, Linyan Shegikom, that's a Havamina, or the Chattis. The Gate Chattis, you only Chayiv one Chattis. To the Mezid, Trey Katla and a Katla. Because if we're talking about Mezid, what do you mean, Yoni Chayiv 1? Anyway, you can't get two Mises. Well, Lochi Porach, when Nan Tanayim, we learned Faket, if Yechon said, Ye Chayiv 39 Chatois. The Teretz was, Vein Chayiv Alachas Mihin. Avad the truth. You do 39, Ye Chayiv 39 Chatois. Now, the Megillah's Torah says, for one of them, you're not Chayiv. It's Rashi, Misa. It means, for one of them, if you do it to Mezid, you're not Chayiv Misa. Yesh Ben Achas, Shein and Eregolir. For some reason, one of these Avos Malachas, if you do the Nezid, you don't get killed. Well, they perish, and the Megillah didn't say Ezehi. The Hashtag of Yehuda ain't Zu Havorah. Of course, you have Yehuda, the Sophic does not go in Havorah. Sure, ain't Nereg Mekoshis Olir. Well, the Masnitsin ain't Telish Brace the Sophic, because according to the Masnitsin, they did the Malachas Telish, they got Misa. And according to Yehuda, according to Rabbi Achoi, Rabbi Yaakov, it wasn't Maimer. That's enough to me. Tana Rabbonin. Mekoshis, who was the one that did the Malachas? The first one do the Chilu Shabbos, Zetz Lochot. That's what Akiva used to darshan. V'chein huayim, what's the raya with Lochot? V'yiu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, v'yim tzuish, they found a man. They found a man that was being Mekoshis. So the Pasuk calls him an ish. Another Pasuk says, Ovinu meis b'midbar, our father died in the midbar. So ma lahal and Lochot, just like before it says b'midbar v'yim tzuish. Just like here, it says, Avinu meis b'midbar, it's talking about Slothchot, he died in the midbar. Is Afkan, the pasuk before that says, Tam, Vayu b'nei yisrael b'midbar, Vayim tzuish, they found the person that died in the midbar, Mistamat Slothchot, Divri Rabbi Kiva. That's Rabbi Kiva's drosha. That who was the Mekoshis? It was Slothchot. Even though the pasuk doesn't say Beferish, he dashes this Gezeirah Shavah. Omele Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesei Rakiva, ben kach atos litzin sadin. You know, for your drosh, it's not nice what you're dashing, and you're going to get a clap for it, you're going to get a minus for it. Omoneshach, if kidvarechom, if what you're saying is true, that the Mekoshis was Slavchad, is HaTorah kisosayim, v'yata megaloisayim. The Torah didn't say his name. The Torah didn't want to megalo to us who it was. So how come you're dashing to tell us who it is? It's not nice. It's like Lashon Hara. V'yim lav, and elamai, you're wrong, that it wasn't slavchod, you're being moitzilav, you're saying slavchod was the makoshes, and it wasn't the makoshes, so you're being moitzilav.
For the Gemara of Yelo, ha-Gomor, ha-Gomor,